Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. Now, in musical theater, creating a show, that's the easy part. It's fun. It's creative. But it's the next step in the process. Now, that's the hard part, getting it on its feet. Well, the Broadway Workroom series was created to help alleviate some of that difficulty by providing rehearsal and presentation space, including technical support, at no cost to the production. Now, to tell us a little bit more about the inaugural series, how it works, and the first shows in it is the chair of the Stage Door Foundation, Jeff Whiting. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, nice to see you. How's everything?
Good, thank you. Great. So now before we get into that, which is awesome, I love what you're doing, I always ask for a 30-second bio because we want to know who Jeff is. So in 30 seconds, who's Jeff?
Yeah. So I'm actually originally a director and choreographer born in Denver, Colorado. And I started as an actor and knew early on that I was going to be a director. So I kept my eye on all the directors that I worked with. I've been lucky to work on lots of Broadway shows. I've been Susan Stroman's associate director on Big Fish, Bullets Over Broadway, Scottsboro Boys. So lucky to get involved with lots of, you know, Broadway shows and development of Broadway shows. And in the last few years, I opened the Open Jar Studios, which is home to rehearsals and development of many Broadway shows. And so being there in the halls every day, I see development all the time. So I'm very lucky to get to be involved from the ground up of creating new musicals.
So I'm always curious, were you always into musicals growing up, or was that something you discovered a little later in life?
No, I kind of discovered it. I started as an actor, I would always do the dramatic interpretations, and then I discovered that I could sing. And then not till I got to college did I even start learning to dance, but I did study dance. I went to musical theater school. And then when I moved to New York, I got hired as a dancer, and I sort of ended up in the middle of many musicals, which I don't complain about. But yeah, it wasn't my original plan.
What was the moment that you realized, whoa, I can sing, I can dance? Was there a moment?
You know, I remember when I was auditioning for one of the shows. I think I was 14 years old. My mom tells the story. She says, the rest of my family are very big into sports. I'm terrible at sports. And my mom tells the story, watching me on the soccer field, bored out of my mind. She said, there must be something else for Jeff. And so she took me to an audition for Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And I auditioned for that. And I had to prepare a song for that. And I think it was at that moment I was like, oh, this is my thing. This is what I'm going to do.
Who were you cast as? I'm curious now.
I was Dopey, of course.
That's awesome. All right. So you've got all this background now. You're directing and you're writing. What was the impetus for starting the Stage Door Foundation?
Yeah, really, because I've been lucky as a director, and I've done many, many developmental workshops and readings of new shows. I have had a lot of firsthand experience seeing it, you know, as a creator and as a director. And then being the owner of Open Jar Studios, I see so many readings that happen. And I witnessed in the last couple of years, really talented writers that come, they rent space, they spend their life savings to put together a 29-hour reading and hopes that people come. And I've often seen on the other side, oh, the people that I was hoping come weren't able to make it. And so there's just this feeling of, well, I did that thing. I spent my life savings to get to that point. And I just thought in the last year or so, I just thought there's got to be a better support system. And so that's sort of how the idea of the Stage Door Foundation came to me. It's intended to be a place to be the support system so that we can allow the writers to do what they do best. Let them write, let them create, and let the foundation then do the business side of things. So the foundation, one of the things that we do is we provide space for writers to go in and write at a really subsidized cost. And then we select certain number of shows each year, and we provide an upfront investment into the show. So, we'll choose these shows, and we're going to invest $500,000 in these shows. So it takes sort of the pressure off of the writers to from doing what they're great at, which is writing, to have to become business people. And so, in addition to the financial support, there's also an element of mentorship and guidance to say, yeah, you know what, maybe we're not quite ready for a table or for a 29-hour reading. Maybe let's do another table read. So it's really giving, these writers a sort of sounding board from people that are deep in the industry. And since we announced the launch of the foundation, so many wonderful industry icons have stepped forward to say, I'd be happy to be a mentor and help guide these folks as they come forward.
That's fantastic because it is not an easy thing. Like I said in the opening, the writing part, that's the easy, be honest with you. It's getting it to that next level. And like you said, you invest so much money and time and you just don't know what you're doing. And then somebody like yourself and the foundation's there to guide you. And that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really thrilled, but it definitely fills a need that's out there, and so we're so excited about, these shows being our first ones that are coming up here in April to sort of help, kick off this effort.
So tell me about the Broadway Workroom series and the shows that got chosen and how you went about it and just I'm very curious about that.
So the Broadway Workroom series essentially is one of the steps along our process. We choose several shows. We've chosen these four shows, and each of the teams basically is given a week in one of the studios at Open Jar Studio. So they get a whole week, and they get the technical support, the sound support, to do whatever it is that they want to work on. All of the shows that we've chosen are really at a reading stage. And so these first two that we're doing now in April, during that week, they're going to put together a presentation. And so it really just the gift is to the writers. Here's space, here's support. What is it that you need? And in this case, so the Broadway Workroom series, they're going to do basically a presentation. And what we do at the Workroom series is at the end of that session with the teams, we open it up to the public. So these both of these first two shows in April are going to do four presentations in front of a live audience. So it'll give the writers a chance to get feedback and see how audiences feel about it, and then also gives the public sort of a peek behind the curtain to see how shows are developed. So you may come each night, and you may see changes that have been made during the day because the writers are learning. And so it's really just kind of a peek into the Broadway workroom that the public's getting.
I love this concept because it's again one thing to now have the opportunity to workshop and but now the second part of having it in front of a live audience, which again makes such a difference. It lives in your head. That's one thing. You get it into the voice of the others, that's another thing. But now to have it into the ears of the people who are going to listen and the
Yeah, it really
experience
does
of
make a
seeing it.
difference. Yeah, it does make a difference for sure.
Wow. So tell us about the first couple of shows that are coming up.
Yeah, sure. The first two that we're doing in April, the first one we're doing is called Loch Lomond. You know that song, "You'll take the high road and I'll take the low road." That's a famous song. This show is based on the legend of how that song came about, which is fascinating to me. Part of the Scottish uprising, what would happen is the British would capture Scottish soldiers. They'd throw them in prison, and this is how the play begins. And the soldiers say, "Great, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., we kill one of you. And one of you will take his brother's head home on a stick. So one of you takes the high road and one of you takes the low road." And so that's how that song, was created. So this musical by Maggie Herskovitz and Neil Douglas Riley have written that unknown, really, legend about these two brothers who are thrown into jail. And they have 6 hours to decide which of them will be killed. And so it's a four-person musical. Of course, the two brothers, and then they each have one has a wife at home, and one of them has a girlfriend at home. And so there's a number of flashbacks to, moments that they had before, as they sort of are faced with this really impossible choice: which of us is going to die in the morning? And so that's what Loch Lomond is. It's beautiful music. Of course, we use that song, but all the other song is all original musical. It's beautiful, beautiful Scottish sounding music. Lovely. That's the
Wow.
first one, Loch Lomond. And then the second one is In the Light. It's a Faustian tale. This is an epic telling of Dr. Faust, of course, who sells his soul to the devil, by Ma Michael Mott, Kate Moley, and Nathan Wright are the writing team on this. And this is a wonderful contemporary musical theater, like Les Mis style show. It's a beautiful epic tale that's been it's been kicking around for a little while, and it's the music is absolutely stunning. So it's that's our second piece. The other two that are coming up shortly, we haven't yet announced the dates, are The World's Cassette Library by Sam Durant Hunter, Mike Nappy, and Max Sangerman, and then the other one is called Rooted by Jewel Blackman. So those two will be coming up, and we'll be announcing those dates shortly. But those are our first four that we're going to start with.
Wow, that is incredible. How was the process of choosing these shows, and just from a personal point, what draws you to a musical?
That's a great question. Let me answer that first. What draws me to a musical is the underdog. Who is it that's fighting, and who am I rooting for? I feel. If I can find in the first 15 minutes, oh, this is who's up against the odds, and this is who I'm fighting for, whatever it is, no matter the circumstance, when I'm reading or if I'm presented, a show, those are the people that I'm really rooting for. So in this case of Loch Lomond, these two brothers, like on the first page, basically you learn what their battle is. One of them has to choose to die. So that really draws me to it. So it's something that's really compelling. Those are the stories that I tend to be drawn to. As far as choosing the pieces, we have a panel of individuals that do, there's a submission process, and then there's a panel of readers that, just go through and they read blind, so they don't necessarily know who wrote it, who any of that. So they do kind of a first pass of here's the pieces that we're drawn to. We want them to be original pieces, not so much based on the hit film so and so. We're trying to focus on really new works. It could be like Loch Lomond, based on a very popular song, but it's not a movie that was done earlier. So we're trying to focus on those. So we have those kinds of things. And then also, themes that are relevant. Stories of equality, stories of, being, doing the right thing even under difficult circumstances. So those are sort of themes that we want to, support those kinds of stories going forward. So it's a crazy process, but in the end, it's a bit about, what story speaks to us, and so those are the, if anybody knew the real reason shows become popular and successful, I wish we could figure it out. But,
Yeah.
it's for me, it's like, what's compelling? Any show that I go see on Broadway or anywhere, what story is that's compelling? The music helps support that. But at the very base of it, who am I rooting for, and why do I want them to win?
I can tell by the type of musicals that you're drawn to is the type of companies you like to create. You're looking for the underdog and helping and all that. And those are the type of companies that you seem to be drawn towards making it
It
and building.
all goes back to me on the soccer field, just trying to fight.
That's awesome. So where do you see this going from here? Because now that you've announced it, and you probably didn't have a huge number of people putting their work forward, you're gonna have a lot of people putting forward. Like, is it just for people in New York? Is it for the States? Is it for just anybody who can make it down?
Yeah, it's for anybody. We'll take submissions from anywhere. And then we'll depending on what phase they go to, like these folks who are doing the workroom series, we said here are the dates that we have available. Is the team available? So there's that sort of negotiation. But yeah, I mean, I think the big picture of all this is, Let's support, let's find a way to, offer these shows, this front investment so they can no longer worry about, how am I going to survive while I create this piece, and how can the sh and so that the show really has a clear trajectory going forward. So supporting the financial structure to fit that, and then also, the team structure to really help support the teams in a proper way. In my mind, I can see it working really clearly, but yeah, we're at the beginning stages of all that for sure.
That's fantastic. How do people, writers find out more about what you do? And then people who want to go see the shows, how do they find out about it?
Absolutely. If you go to stagedoor.org, you can find all the information. So our website there has information about these upcoming shows in April. You can go get your ticket. The tickets are free. So it's a free service. If you feel like donating to the foundation, you can absolutely do that. But it's really intended to just be, an opportunity for people to come and take a peek in. The writers who are interested in submitting their work as well, there on that website, they can go and submit their work there as well.
Perfect. And I know you're a busy guy. So do you have anything else in the pipeline that you'd want to promote?
Oh yes, I sort of my accountant calls me the serial entrepreneur because I'm always coming up with new things. Actually, we've just related to the Stage Door Foundation. We just in the last week launched what's called the Stage Door Network, which is a theatrical search engine that allows users to go in on all sides of the table, performers, backstage artists, front of house, box office managers, where you go in and basically create a profile, and you tag yourself and you self-identify where you are, your cultural background, all those things. And the Stage Door Network has a job board on it, has a search engine. So if you're looking for a lighting designer that has a specific background, you can actually go into the network and search using all these parameters and find artists from all over the country. To help do that. It's been, being on a lot of creative teams, I always find myself going, okay, who do I know that has? I was invited to direct a show called The Lost Colony a few years ago. It's down in the Outer Banks, and it tells the story of the English colonists who came over to this part of the world, and it's a lot of indigenous, of course, their interactions with the indigenous community there. I, not being indigenous in any way, didn't feel capable of directing the show. So I said, I'm not going to say yes until I know I have a co-director or somebody at my side who can really advise me on that front. And I didn't have a very big, Rolodex of indigenous artists that I knew. So I ended up reaching out to my alma mater and other friends, just saying, who do I know? But I kind of wish that there was just a place where I could go, I'm looking for an indigenous choreographer that has a background in this. And so the Stage Door Network is intended to be that place where people can just go on, just identify yourself. And then that way, hopefully, we can find each other a little better. So that's the stagedoornetwork.com. You can find that there.
And I signed up for that a couple of days ago. So I'm going to start
Oh,
using it to find maybe new musicals and see,
yeah.
because I'm always looking for people to help promote and interview and talk to. So I'm going to start
Yeah, I'm
checking that out.
excited about it because we all need each other in this business. There's no I realized this a few years ago when as a director, my agent had set me up with meetings with artistic directors, and I went to those meetings thinking, oh, I gotta pitch myself as the director. And about 5 minutes into the first meeting, I realized that they were trying to pitch me as, hey, what new show ideas do you have? And I went, oh, you know what, they need me. The producer needs a director, they need new ideas. Director needs a good show. Writers need a good director. We all have to coexist. We all need each other. And so that's really how this idea of the Stage Door Network came to be.
That's fantastic. Yeah, people should definitely check that out, as well as, of course, Stage Door Foundation. And everything you've done is to help support new works and new creators. And that's our mandate here at the radio station, to support new works and creators. So I love what you're doing. I 100% will back it and let people know about it. And that's why when the press release came through, I was like, I got to set this up because I want to talk
Yay.
to someone about it and
That's
what you're
great.
doing.
Well, I'm so happy to chat with you about it. Thank you so much for shining a light on this.
No problem. Well, again, thank you, Jeff. We're going to let everybody know about the Stage Door Foundation and the Broadway Workroom series. Awesome. So we were just speaking with Jeff Whiting about, like I said, Stage Door Foundation, the Broadway Workroom series. Check that out. Support new works wherever you can. And that is so important what he's doing. And everybody should go out and check that out. Tune in next week as we'll speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion. That is musical theater. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Jovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.